Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Destiny brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage. Listeners share their stories, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready for the Voice of Destiny.
Once again, welcome to Voice of Destiny. This is Larry Sparks, and today we are going to cover a topic that I believe is so vital to your spiritual growth and really to your assignment in the kingdom of God. For you fulfilling your destiny, there are so many things, as you know, that come against you every day. And so many people are thinking to themselves, I feel like I can't hear from God with clarity. I feel like there's just some blockades in my relationship with God. I feel somewhat spiritually stagnant. I don't feel like I'm moving forward. And the good news is a lot of these things are easily combatible. And I believe our guest today has some strategies that are going to help you get focused. Yes, you heard me, get focused. I believe focus is the key to the body of Christ actually stepping in to the next level, fulfilling their kingdom destiny, and stepping into their identity. But the enemy is against you being focused on what God calls you to do and focused on what God is speaking to you. So I have Margie Florent today with me, who is the author of the brand new book, Focus. And I love the subtitle, Eliminating Distractions for Enhanced Spiritual Vision. And for those of you who are listening, you're probably thinking, well, you know, spiritual vision, is that something that I have access to? Is that for somebody who's like a prophet or a seer? I mean, I'm just an everyday believer going to my job, taking care of my kids. Do I have access to spiritual vision? So, Margie, without further ado, let me ask you, what is spiritual vision? And do all believers have access to this? If you could give us a little definition of what that looks like, that would be great.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Spiritual vision. As a believer, one who is born again, we have the ability, all of us, not just prophets and seers, but all of us, we have the ability to see into the realm of the spirit and to hear what God is saying. You know, God said in his word, he said, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say the apostle hears my voice. He didn't say the prophet hears my voice. He didn't say the pastor hears my voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice.
That's good.
So all of us have the ability to hear from God. And not only that, we all have the ability to see with the eyes of our spirit. And one of the great prayers that the apostle Paul prayed over the body of Christ, which is found in Ephesians 1, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. So we have eyes, not just in our head, our physical eyes, but we have spiritual eyes. And the spiritual senses of hearing and seeing definitely can be developed. And I talk a lot about that in the book. I talk about living between heaven and earth, that we're in the world, but we're not of the world, and that the spirit realm is more real to us, or should be, than the natural realm. And I talk in the book about how to live out of that place of destiny and purpose. And it really makes walking with God exciting. It really makes it a lot easier for us to find our purpose in him, because our purpose is found in him. Our purpose
yes.
is found within our spirits. The Bible says that in Ecclesiastes, that destiny or eternity is written in our heart. And what the book goes into, it goes into how to tap into destiny, how to tap into what we already have on the inside of us. For example, God spoke to Jeremiah, and he said to Jeremiah, before I ever formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And in Jeremiah's case, he said, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. So Jeremiah and all of us, are a seed of greatness in our hearts and in our lives, and it's learning how to pull that up and pull that out and tap into it. And I talk a lot about that in the book, so I'm pretty excited about the release of this particular book called Focus.
Well, and I feel like that message, Margie, is so due season because so many believers, I mean, you're the people that I believe this book has the greatest impact for. I mean, obviously it'll be a blessing to somebody who's a pastor or somebody who's a ministry leader, but I mean, this book is for everyday believers who really wrestle with this question of what am I called to do? What is my assignment? What is my purpose? And so many believers, so many Christians are looking, kind of overturning every rock, trying to find what is God's will for my life. And the sad thing is when people don't have a clear view of the will of God, their divine destiny, their divine assignment and calling, when they don't have that clear focus, it's so easy to say, you know what, okay, this Christianity thing is good. It'll get me to heaven one day, but I'm just going to kind of, you know, live for the moment. I'm just going to do whatever I want while I'm living on earth. But you talk about this profound reality, and you mentioned it, living between heaven and earth. You said that stuck out to me. I feel like that is a real prophetic statement for people. Can you expound upon that a little bit? I mean, why is that so important that we learn how to live between heaven and earth and actually steward this time that we have on the earth?
Well, first of all, like I hear what you're saying, that it's, you know, destiny is in every believer.
Yes.
Every single Christian is a part and a piece of what God is doing, especially in the last days. So the book is written for everyone. It's not just for, you know, leadership. And I hear it all the time. People want to know what their purpose is. They want to know what their destiny is. But again, it goes back to the fact that it's already written in your heart. It's already in your spirit. God has already deposited everything that we need for us to complete the assignment that he has given us and the reason we were born in this earth. But living between heaven and earth, basically I talk about the fact that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So how do you live a balanced life?
Mm.
You know, because you don't want to be a wacko. Okay, I'm super spiritual and I'm praying all the time and I can't work and I can't take care of my kids. It's not about that. It's about what I heard Brian Houston say one time. He said it's living from the inside out, following your spirit, following your heart, following the desires of your heart, listening to your conscience, which as a believer can be your guide.
Yeah.
And it's just living between two worlds. And I don't know, Larry, something happened to me as I was writing this book because I went into a time of pruning and reshaping, and that's when he started teaching me about this. Just something happened to me where I don't know exactly when, but it was almost like I crossed over into a new place in the spirit. And God began to say to me, don't live by what you see with the eyes of your natural. Begin to live more by what you see with the eyes of the spirit. And something shifted and something changed. And I believe this book will help people to shift into a new level, to go to a new place, to hear what God is saying to them specifically. So living between heaven and earth, it's living in the light of eternity. You know, waking up every day with purpose, saying, you know what, this is the day. I know this is Bible. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. It's waking up every day and living from the inside out, with the reality that what I do today is going to affect eternity.
Yeah.
So it's living with that mindset. And then if people would live with that mindset, they won't get depressed. They won't grow weary in well-doing. They'll live from spiritual vision and focus, and they'll maintain that. For example, the Spirit of God spoke to me in 1981, and he's concerning the East Coast. And the book talks a lot about the revival that's coming to the world in these last days, but specifically to the East Coast. I remember the Spirit of God gave me a scripture, and he said, it was out of Ezekiel. It was speaking of the restoration of Israel, but you know how it is, you can get a rhema from God.
Oh, yeah.
Rhema meaning a spoken word to you that it will impart vision. And the Spirit of God said, I am going to work a work in your day and on the East Coast that if it were told my people, it would seem like a dream. A revival is coming to the East Coast. Not just the East Coast, but globally, I believe we're going to see it as well. And he imparted that vision to me, and that vision's been in my heart since 1981.
Mm.
And I haven't, you know, of course there's going to be distractions and there's going to be thoughts and there's going to be all these things that come to your mind. But if you live from the inside out and you look on the inside, nothing can move you away from the vision of what you see on the inside. You have to live by what you see with the eyes of your spirit. And it's really not that hard. Every believer has the ability for expansion in hearing and seeing what God is doing in this hour.
Yeah. Oh, Margie, that's so good. And I've heard, again, a lot of different prophetic voices really confirm what you're talking about. So just for our listeners, because, again, we like to flow with how Holy Spirit is leading with these broadcasts. You know, we have about 10 minutes or so left, and in a few minutes I'm going to have Margie give you a couple of the enemies of spiritual vision, because I really believe as you identify these things, and you can go to the book. In the book Focus, she talks about 10 enemies, I believe, of spiritual vision, things that are trying to distract you from seeing and hearing clearly. Because I love what she just said. Your destiny, your identity, the things that God's called you to do, assignment, all the things that we tend to be spending most of our lives looking for on the outside are actually on the inside. He has put eternity in the hearts of men and women, and I believe that's inside of you. And this book will be a really good tool to help you discover how to hear Holy Spirit speak to you in terms of what he's already deposited in you. But Margie, I have to pull over and park a moment on what you're talking about with this revival. You know, I mean, you live on the East Coast, I live on the East Coast, and here's the thing, and people, you know, again, our listeners love hearing about supernatural revival, but I love making it applicable. And I'm going to read you just a section of what I turned to the page in Margie's book where you I believe it was a prophetic vision or a prophetic word you received where the Lord was saying, you know, no one wants to come to the East Coast. You know, they say it's too hard, and the people are not responsive. And this is what the Lord said, Margie, I want you to teach my people about prayer, and as a result, the spiritual atmosphere will change, and the ground of their hearts will be tilled. Intercession will till the ground of their hearts. I want to do a new thing on the East Coast to fortify the area spiritually so I can send a revival. Where sin abounds, my grace will so much more abound, and the East Coast will become the Garden of Eden. I tell you, I read that, and I feel the anointing. I feel
yep.
the same presence of God that obviously was ministering
yep.
to you. And this is why I wanted to read that, and this is how it's relevant to everybody. There's areas in your life where you look at, and Margie, I'm going to have you address that in a moment. We're just going to flow. There's areas in your life that you probably see as a dry wasteland. There's areas maybe in your city, in your region, where it's like, I couldn't imagine God moving here. I couldn't imagine God moving in this relationship and this marriage in this child. But God wants you to see those things differently, just like he was calling Margie to see the East Coast differently. Even though people write off something as dead, as hopeless, as beyond the touch of God, through spiritual vision, you start to see things like God sees them, and then you can start speaking about them and praying into them like God would want you to speak about them and pray into them. Margie, I'm going to turn it over to you because I feel the Lord moving on this.
There's just no question about it. There's no hesitation. There's no doubt about it. When God gives a word for a city, a nation, a region, your family, your husband, your children, he will bring it to pass. And as
yes.
we pray into that, prayer opens up the door for God to work. It'll come to pass. Vision is actually one of the things needed for successful prayer and intercession. And
yes.
in regards to focus, we've just got to maintain our focus. I mean, God said that in 1981. Have we seen the fullness of what God desires to do on the East Coast and in the world? No, we haven't seen it. But if we live by what we see in our spirit, the Bible says, Habakkuk says, you know, God wrote the vision in his heart, and he said, now I want you to run with it that reads it. So the vision tarries, wait for it. And that's
yes.
why, Larry, as we live from our spirit, we live from that reality, we won't be distracted. We won't give into discouragement. We won't get into looking at our own selves, like these distractions and becoming self-absorbed. We'll realize that only God can bring revival. We'll get offended, which is another one of the distractions, and we'll be like, it's not even worth it to
yeah.
be offended over something when God wants to do a new thing in the earth and he wants to use me. And he doesn't just want to use the fivefold ministry gift. He wants to use every single believer on the face of this earth, just like it was in the early church. I believe what's going to happen in these last days, it's going to be said of the church, the body, all of us fitly joined together, that they that have turned the world upside down have come hither also. But we've got to make sure we're running the race, letting fractions, and keeping our focus on Jesus. Because, Larry, nothing else matters.
No.
It's living in the light of eternity. You know, it's maintaining our focus. And why on earth are we here?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many, there's been a couple really bestseller books that have been written on the purpose-driven life. And why am I here? Well, everybody's looking for their purpose. And I just think it's exciting to live in these times.
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. And again, you know, for our listeners, and, you know, Mark, you just mentioned, you know, purpose-driven life, and people might ask, you know, ask the question, well, how does this book differ? Well, this book is different in many ways from other books that are out there. Here's the thing, though. I believe this book, Focus, is going to help you really get clear spiritual vision for God's assignment for you, what he says about you. Again, everything from what he wants to do in your marriage, your family, your relationship, to regional revival. I believe God wants to sharpen your spiritual vision so you start to see things like he does. And again, when you see things from his vantage point and perspective, you will pray for them differently. Even
exactly.
When, you know, isn't that true, Margie? It's like when you have a word from the Lord, even though circumstances come against you, even though it almost actually seems like everything is against that word from coming to pass, if you have that word and that promise from God and you learn these tactics and these tools for maintaining clear spiritual vision, you will be a driven man or a driven woman because you will not let anything distract you from seeing God's plan and purpose come to pass in your life. I mean, that sounds like really what this book is equipping people to do, run their race.
It's equipping us to run the race. And God told me several years ago, he said, I want you to stop preaching, stop taking speaking engagements. And I was hidden in my house for a year and a half, seeking God, and he began to speak to me about focus and vision and the distractions, the things that have kept me from running the race, you know, just different things. You know, one of the things that I've really struggled with is you know, self-absorption. And, you know, you're like, what? I'm an introvert, you know, and I was raised with five brothers, and I was very shy. And it's really easy for me to get into, oh, my God, I'm like Moses. You know, I can't do this. I can't speak. I got the burning bush in front of me, but I'm looking at myself. Well, the more we look to ourselves, the more we become a crippled people, and it cripples us. But when we focus our attention on Jesus and we look at him, it changes our focus, and we know, Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Yeah, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And mostly, this is not about me. This is about building the kingdom and restoring the revival to the earth and meeting the needs of the people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I love that, Margie. I love your heart. That really just that presence of God that you experienced in that season is upon this book. And I love books like that because, you know, there are some books, obviously, it seems like somebody just sat down to write a book, a teaching book, and that's great. We need teaching. But I love books that are written out of encounter, that are written out of a well where somebody is just digging out of what Holy Spirit's deposited in them. And, you know, this book is certainly that. You know, Margie, can you give our listeners, as we, you know, get ready to close here, there are enemies to your spiritual vision. I mean, you know, for those of you guys who are listening right now, you've heard us talk about how important it is to have this spiritual vision, how it is instrumental in you running your race, fulfilling your assignment in the kingdom. And so that goes without saying, there are enemies. The enemy, the devil, has these enemies, these assignments against your spiritual vision. Can you list maybe two or three of those, Margie? And for the rest of them, you have to get the book. But these things are essential for you to be able to recognize when they come against your life. And I believe the book will give you some tools on how to overcome them. So, yeah, maybe you can share two of those, Margie, that you personally experienced.
Well, the one that's really coming to my mind is, and I think someone who's listening needs to hear this, is the Eden Road.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Harry Truman once said, many people are defeated by secondary purposes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get up every day and do nothing.
Yeah, I need to do nothing.
But you know what? That's not my assignment. That's not my calling. That's not my destiny. And it's important, you know, not to take the easy road. Sometimes when God's called you to do something, it's not, he never said it was always going to be easy. What he's saying is, I want you to trust me and I will bring you through. You look at, again, we go back to Moses. You know, he was adopted into the royal family. He had it all going. But the Bible says when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Mm. And the scripture goes on to say, you know, he would have rather been mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was what? Larry, he was looking. What was he looking at? He was looking ahead to his reward.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to stay in Pharaoh's house. And another one is discouragement, and that's a long one. But basically, discouragement is the beginning of the loss of vision. And I see it all. I see it with some of my pastor friends. If they're starting to get discouraged, they start to lose the vision that God's given them for their church. And what we need to do with that particular distraction is speak the word of God and worship God, and the enemy will flee.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
that's a couple. And, of course, the noise of the enemy, which is the warfare that comes to our minds and what that's all about, just the warfare from the enemy. You know, the Bible says I'm distracted at the noise of the enemy. Well, not all our thoughts are our thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, the enemy will come at our minds to kill, steal, and destroy, and to get us off course and to get us to quit or to get us off track, just to get us discouraged, whatever the case may be. Like Joyce Meyer says, the battlefield is in the mind.
Yeah.
But these are just a few of the ten that, you know, I talk about in the book.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good, Margie. And again, it's a very practical book. I believe it's totally accessible no matter who you are, what walk of life you're in. I believe the Lord has a calling and an assignment for you. It's not some mystical thing that's out in oblivion somewhere. It's already inside of you. God has put those things inside of you. In fact, you were talking about living between heaven and earth. The reality is you who are listening, you are not a normal person. If you are born again, you are actually renewed, a new creation with Holy Spirit living inside of you. You have heaven deposited inside of you. So you are a whole new species of person. So that means you don't get to live like everyone else. You get to live in another dimension and another level, and I believe this book is going to equip you on how to do that. And like Margie was saying, you know, there's so many things that come against us: discouragement, depression, the attacks of the enemy, all the stuff that we deal with. I believe this book is going to help you navigate through those things so you can run your race with joy and perseverance. And I think that's what so many people want to do. They want to finish well, but they also want to enjoy the journey. And I believe the tools in this book will help you do that. So, Margie, as we close up, is there anything that you feel like the Lord just wants to speak or release over the people that are listening in regard to this?
Well, I just pray for the listeners. I just believe that spiritual things are transferable, and that by the words of our mouth and the things that we're saying, Larry, to the listeners, I just believe that their eyes are being opened, and I just would like to pray that the eyes of their understanding would be open, that they would see with the eyes of their spirit and hear with the ears of their spirit, and just answer the call. The call doesn't have to be a pulpit ministry. The call could be to reach out to your neighbor or the moms. They could just, their calling could be to raise up this next generation and to train them. You never know. Your child may be another Billy Graham or whoever. It's just obeying God in the season that you're in and being happy in that season.
Yeah, that's so good. And we pray that over your lives, and we pray that as a result of this message, and again, as a result of this book, Focus, that you would see and you would hear and you would know the things that God has called you to do at a whole other level, and that those truths imparted into you would give you strength to stand in the midst of circumstance, in the midst of resistance, in the midst of all the stuff that we face on a daily basis. You know, life is not, you know, cupcakes with yellow sprinkles all the time. It's not a message like that. But I believe when resistance comes, the attacks of the enemy come, and all these 10 enemies of spiritual vision come against you, you will know how to stand in the midst of it. Stand strong and keep running. And that is what we pray over your lives today. In Jesus' name, thank you so much for joining us today on Voice of Destiny.
This has been the Voice of Destiny, your trusted source for the latest spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Thanks again for listening.